Cyprian Cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Despite the freezing of more than $2 billion in federal aid, Harvard University is not budging in its refusal to let the Trump administration change its policies. ABC's Will Reeve is on campus with more.
Harvard is digging in. The university president writing in a statement, "No government, regardless of which party is in power, should dictate what private universities can teach, whom they can admit and hire, and which areas of study and inquiry they can pursue." President Obama writing on social media, "Harvard has set an example for other higher ed institutions, rejecting an unlawful and ham-handed attempt to stifle academic freedom. Let's hope other institutions follow suit."
President Trump says he's joining some of his top economic advisors for negotiations at the White House over tariffs and trade with a top Japanese official who is traveling to Washington for talks. China announcing today its economy grew at a 5.4% rate in the first quarter of the year. This is ABC News. Addressing the needs of a national conference based on the needs of disabled and Social Security recipients, former President Joe Biden returned to the national stage last night in Chicago, issuing his first public comment since leaving office.
Social Security is about more than retirement accounts. It's about honoring a fundamental trust between government and people.
As for the current political situation in the country,
he doesn't say Donald Trump's name. All he says is, look what's happened now. He says that in fewer than 100 days of Donald Trump in this second term, Joe Biden says that Trump and the Trump administration have, in his view, enacted so much damage. That's what Joe Biden said. And so much destruction is what he also said.
That's ABC's Jay O'Brien. Jury selection continues today in Harvey Weinstein's retrial in New York. His sex assault conviction was overturned in 2022. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
April 15th is tax day. It's also my sister's birthday, but she's sometimes very taxing, so those things go hand in hand. Most years, I wait until the very last minute to complete our tax returns and mail them in, not wanting the government to have our money to misspend any sooner than I need to send it in. This year, however, I did complete our taxes early, mainly because we were going to be away on the day that they were due to be postmarked. Just like tax returns, many people procrastinate on working out their relationship with God, thinking it's not that urgent. But becoming a follower of Jesus Christ is not something to put off until the last minute. Not only do we not know when our last minute will be, but we would miss out on all the pleasure of living for Jesus now. This is a life filled with peace and joy, knowing that God has our best interest in mind. If you've already accepted Jesus, you know the blessings of a Christian life. But if you haven't put your faith in Christ yet, simply ask God to forgive you through His Son, Jesus, and ask Him to take over your thoughts and your life. There's no better day than today to give your life to Christ. If you're not sure about this, give us a call or visit us on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. We'll be glad to share Jesus with you. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday. It's pulled pork taco day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
The Ithaca Lions Club is gearing up for its annual auction May 18th, and they're looking for auction items. This is a great opportunity for community members to sell used items while supporting a meaningful cause. The Lions are accepting consignments of lawn and garden equipment, household items, and agricultural machinery. Those looking to have their items included in the auction listing must call by May 7th to secure a spot. For more information or to add items to the auction lineup, contact Dick Hauser at 585-4808 or 574-1688, Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, or Fred Fry at 585-2921. Mark your calendars and get ready for a fantastic day of bidding at the Ithaca Lions Auction on May 18th.
Court & Main's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Gary here.
We get exclusive deals like $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. It's a celebration so big, it feels like they wrote a hype song just for me.
Go, Gary! Go, Gary!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Dance on over to U.S. Cellular in Richland Center for our parking lot party this Saturday from 11 to 3. Get free lunch from Chef's Hideout Food Truck, giveaways, prizes, and more.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it certainly looks like a pleasant day across the region. A little bit chilly is expected early today with high pressure parked right over us. Frosty temperatures in much of the region, but that sunshine will warm it up quickly, getting back to normal this afternoon with not too much wind. Another storm system, though, coming in from the Plain States will bring us wind, cloud cover, even scattered showers already by late morning tomorrow. The rain could get a bit heavier late tomorrow into tomorrow night as the moisture levels increase. Might see as much as a half or three-quarter inch of rainfall in some spots through Friday, even a few thunderstorms mixed in. Now, the greatest chance of severe thunderstorms will be off to the southwest of Wisconsin, much of the state of Iowa under a slight risk, level 2, for tomorrow into tomorrow night. Friday, the main severe risk shifts down through Illinois, southeast Wisconsin, lower Michigan, and Indiana. We'll catch a break on Saturday. Then a new storm coming in from the southwest Sunday and Monday should bring us more rainfall. Could be some soaking amounts. Here's that forecast for today. Plenty of sunshine and tranquil, high in the upper 50s. Light wind becoming south to southeast at 4 to 8 miles an hour. A few clouds tonight gradually turning breezy, low at 38. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, blustery winds, scattered showers likely, especially by midday. There could be a thunderstorm late in the afternoon. High about 62, southeast wind up to 20. Chance of scattered showers and storms Thursday night, low at 50. And Friday, mostly cloudy and mild, 50% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, high near 64. Heading into Saturday, partly sunny and cooler, high 56. Sunday, a chance of rain, especially by afternoon, high 54. And Monday, a few more showers, high in the mid-50s. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
34 with sunshine, 55 was yesterday's high. 87, the record high in 1977, record low 12 in 1875. Last year's high was 67 and the low 50. Also, sunset time 7:45 tonight, sunrise time 6:17 tomorrow. Right now we have west wind around 3 miles per hour, barometer at 3018, and no precipitation. With sunshine and after a low all the way down at 24, it is 34 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, by Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience located in southwest Wisconsin, and the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a recap of high school sports yesterday and a Brewer shutout win, again for their newly acquired pitcher. Another good game. Details coming up.
Putting off those auto repairs can cost you more in the long run, so now's the time to be thinking about putting your tax refund to good use and scheduling an appointment for service work or new tires. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Stop in at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, where you'll find oil, accessories, and car audio as well. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 649-2886.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Richland Center softball team picked up a conference win 5-0 over visiting River Valley on Tuesday night. The Hornets never trailed in the game. After an RBI single by Maddie McGlynn in the first inning, they would put four more runs on the board in the fourth. J.C. Gander hit an RBI double, Tatum Razick singled in two runs, and Ava Martin hit an RBI single. Freshman pitcher Kyrie Fisher pitched an impressive game with 16 strikeouts, one walk, and four hits given up. Fisher and McGlynn both had two hits. For River Valley, Bella DeVinny, Leah Makarowski, Mackenzie Woodhouse, and Tessa Schluter all had hits. Schluter suffered the pitching loss after giving up eight Hornet hits. Richland Center's last varsity softball win against River Valley was on May 8th of 2012, when the Hornets won 5-1. The Hornets are now 2-3 overall, 1-1 in the league after the 5-0 win. They will face Prairie du Chien on Thursday night at home. River Valley is now 2-4 overall, 0-2 to start the league. They will travel to Platteville on Thursday night. It was a win for Dodgeville over Platteville, 3-2, and Lancaster a victor against Prairie du Chien, 6-4 in softball. Westby beat Seneca 15-5 in five innings. River Ridge over Potosi Cassville in softball, 4-2. Mineral Point, 23-0 over Southwestern. Pecatonica beat Benton Schulzberg, 7-2. Waterloo over Wisconsin Heights, 15-0. Mount Horeb 12, Reedsburg 7. Wisconsin Dells beat Westfield 12-11. Stoughton over Baraboo 7-0. And Portage 6-2 over McFarland. In high school baseball, Fenimore topped Riverdale by the score of 10-6. Conlon Walsh went 2-for-3, while Bevan Dennis was 2-for-4 to lead the Chieftains at the plate. Richland Center was a winner, 11-7 over Weston yesterday in high school baseball. Brady Dosh was 2-for-3 with a triple and 3 runs scored to lead the Hornets. Isaac Jennings took the loss on the mound, pitching 5 innings, striking out 9, walking 2, and allowing 2 earned runs. Hunter Coy pitched 2 innings of relief as well. Weston had 10 hits on the night. Blake Bingham was 2-for-4 with a double and 2 RBIs and 1 scored. Garrett Jennings, 2-for-3 with an RBI, and Isaac Jennings, 2-for-3 with a home run, an RBI, and 1 scored as well. Elsewhere in baseball, Fenimore 10-6 over Riverdale. It was Iowa Grant getting the win against Darlington, 4-2, and a victory for Royal over DeSoto, 10-4. Potosi-Cassville lost to River Ridge, 5-4. Brookwood, 15, and Kickapoo, 3. In baseball action elsewhere, Mineral Point 6, Southwestern 4. Monroe over Broadhead Judah 13-6. Reedsburg shut out Baraboo 10-0. Wisconsin Dells 6, West Salem 2. And Luther over Sparta 6-3. High school soccer, Sauk Prairie was a winner against Reedsburg 3-0. And Richland Center lost to River Valley 5-0. According to the Richland Center coaches, Lily Tidrick had many amazing saves, among her 23 total. The defense led by Bryn Anderson and Sylvia Schmidt held their own against the team. And also, the Hornets didn't have the stamina to play a full 80 minutes of soccer just yet. Containing the midfield led by Rowan May helped out her team as well. Hornets' next action is at Prairie du Chien on Thursday. The Hornets are also scheduled to have the alumni game on Saturday starting at 2. So any Richland Center girls soccer alumni are welcome to take on the current Hornets this weekend. The Ithaca West and track team stays very busy after a meet at River Ridge Monday. Last night, they were in Brookwood. Among the individuals in the 400, Jaden Boland was 8th. Maggie Kirshner finished 8th in the 800, and Jaden Boland 10th. Tristan Peterson was 1st in the 100 hurdles and 2nd in the 300 hurdles. The 4x2 relay team finished 7th. Maggie Kirshner, Holly King, Bailey Wanless, and Tristan Peterson. Tristan Peterson took 2nd in the long jump. Shot put, Holly King was 4th and took 2nd in the discus throw competition. Also for the boys, Baltazar Kaiser was 9th in the 100. 800, Sam Jones was 3rd, and Brayson Garcia Boland 5th. Clayton Lee was 1st in the 1600. Brayson Garcia Boland was 6th, and Clayton was 1st in the 3200 yesterday. The 4x2 relay team, John Hash, Randy Picardo Flores, Carrick Thompson, and Baltazar Kaiser finished 6th. Third place finish in the pole vault for Brayson Garcia Boland, and a 4th place for Carrick Thompson. Gage Busher was 10th in the triple jump. Deacon McDonough, 8th in the shot put, and Deacon was 5th with a personal record in the discus. The next action for Ithaca Weston comes up Thursday when they compete at Cashton. Powder Puff Women's Bowling League last night. The team results, 1,905 for Morris Heating and Cooling, Richland Family Restaurant, 1,876, and Goplin Insurance, an 1,807. Morris Heating and Cooling at a 702, Richland Family Restaurant, 673, and Goplin Insurance, 647. Top Series, Tanya Maley, a 679, Barb Wood, 494, Kelly Stibbe, a 488. Tanya Maley with a 255 game, a 222 game, and a 202 game on the way to that 679 series. Judy Skelly picked up a 310 split. Stacy Martinick, a 510. Katie Davison with a 610 split pickup. Rhonda Muller, a 310. And Barb Wood with a 510 combination successfully accomplished in action from the Powder Puff League. Starter Quinn Priester and 4 relievers stopped the Detroit Tigers on 1 hit last night, delivering a 5-0 win for the Brewers. First baseman Reese Hoskins went 3-for-4 with a home run and 2 runs batted in as Milwaukee ended its 3-game losing streak. Priester gave up a single to Gleyber Torres and 3 walks in 5 1/3 innings to earn his first mound victory.
Just a lot of the work, you know, Hookie and I and Christian have been doing, just little front side stuff and just cleaning some things up. I think that, you know, helped a lot early on for sure.
And as far as the Brewers picking him up in a trade, well, Pat Murphy thinks it was a good move by the front office.
You know, it's hats off to them for finding a guy in AAA that can come and give us two pretty good outings so far. And looks like he's a lot to work with and great kid and competitor. And it seems like, once again, they strike again. Matt Arnold and his posse.
First baseman Rhys Hoskins was 3-for-4 with a home run.
Breaking the ice, there's maybe something to be said for that. But, yeah, it's just nice to get rewarded for some quality at-bats. Gave me one again late there, but I'm trying to continue to go up there and put a quality at-bat together and, you know, kind of pass the baton to the next guy. So, yeah, we'll let that grow and try to build off that.
The Brewers are in action later today in the rubber match of the series. Interleague play last night and yesterday, it was Cincinnati 8-4 over Seattle. Toronto beat Atlanta 6-3. Houston over St. Louis 2-0. Minnesota 6 and the Mets 3. In the American League, the Yankees 4, Kansas City 2. Boston 7-4 over Tampa Bay. Cleveland 6, Baltimore 3. The Athletics over the White Sox 12-3. Texas 4-0 over the Angels. In the National League, Washington 3-0 over Pittsburgh. Arizona beat Miami 10-4. Philadelphia 6, San Francisco 4. The Cubs beat San Diego 2-1. And the Dodgers over Colorado 6-2. From the NBA, Orlando 120, Atlanta 95, and Golden State 121, Memphis 116. There is optimism that the Bucks could see NBA All-Star Damian Lillard return to the lineup in the playoffs, but the team will have to make it to the second round. Milwaukee plays at Indianapolis Saturday to open the postseason. ESPN reports there is optimism that Lillard will be cleared to play soon. He has been sidelined by a blood clot, but has been increasing basketball activities recently. If the Bucks make it past the Pacers, they could face Cleveland or one of the teams now in the play-in tournament. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Court in Maine offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
821, and up next, a vintage program, the Paul Harvey Program. Rest of the story on WRCO.
Now, the rest of the story. Among the makers of majestic pipe organs for churches and universities, Charles Fisk is a legend. He grew up in Cambridge, Massachusetts. As a teenager, he was somewhat of an electronics wizard. He was building tube amplifiers before there was such a term as high fidelity. Later, he went to Harvard, then to Stanford. Then he abandoned his burgeoning scientific career for the beautiful world of music. 1954, he became the apprentice of renowned organ maker Walter Holtkamp. Within 18 months, Charles had earned a partnership in the Andover Organ Company, and by 1959, he owned that company. And by 1962, he had moved to Gloucester, Massachusetts, as C.B. Fisk Incorporated. Charles never did resume the interest in electronics that had made him the teen talk of the town. In fact, there was something decidedly anti-technological in the Charles Fisk approach to organ making. First, all Fisk organs are tracker organs, no electronics, simply woods and rods and wires, as one might find in a pipe organ centuries old. Charles even quarreled with that one lonesome 20th century touch found in all modern trackers, the electric blower motor. He understood that nobody wanted to stand around in the church basement hand-pumping organ bellows, not nowadays, but he also understood that the organs of old rendered a slightly irregular warbling sound. So in 1968, you know what he proposed? That the barely perceptible warble be restored to the tracker organ, that the modern super-consistent electronic blowers and the wind supply regulators not be allowed to smudge the beauty, what he called the natural grace of the past. Now, that proposal was vigorously denounced by his colleagues at the time. It would take them a decade or so to see it his way, but the point is, Charles Fisk was a proud reactionary. With loving hands he fashioned the charm of a thousand yesterdays from the same materials our ancestors used, almost as though he were intentionally turning away from some terrible vision, or as though attempting to atone for some past unpardonable sin. And in fact, there was a private nightmare that cast its shadow on his dreams. It began before Stanford, before Harvard, when the slender brown-haired boy genius in electronics was sent to Chicago to work on the top-secret Manhattan Project. That's right. At 20, he was assigned to the now infamous laboratories at Los Alamos, where he spent the remainder of World War II, and where those same hands, which would eventually lovingly, repentantly fashion instruments of beauty, once created instruments of terror and destruction. The great Charles Fisk died December 16, 1983, but his masterworks of musical glory and spiritual peace live on. Often the admirers of those magnificent tracker organs will gaze at them in wonder to envision that their creator, before turning from a brilliant career in electronics and in nuclear physics, helped to devise the detonators for the world's first atomic bombs. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens. And we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers. But we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
It's time for another Town Taxi Triple Play. Keeping RC on the move with commercial-free music. Call 647-3114 to schedule a ride today.
I wish I might find it in your heart, stick around. I hate it at the end this way. Tomorrow is a brand new day. The chances here love a precious few. If someone's out there waiting for a sweet good time and lady to make you smile the way I always wanted to. Where the wind blows, baby, you can bet I'll be riding high with it, holding on for my dear life just like I always did. Close your eyes, baby, take a breath, say my name. Find you anywhere, my love.
Right in the middle of a town taxi triple play and windy songs to go along with the way it's been in the last week or so. Thanks for joining us here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Rolled slowly myself further and further from my home. And I guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live. Never worried about paying or even how much I owe.
It's a windy triple play on WRCO today, sponsored by Town Taxi.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. Mr. Beep Beep? Yep, that's me. You need a ride? We've got you covered. As Richland Center's only locally owned and operated taxi service, we go the extra mile for a smile, literally. Whether it's a quick in-town trip, a ride to Ithaca, Boaz, or Gotham, or even a trip to the airport, we're here for you. And thanks to our free ride fund sponsored by the Salvation Army, we offer free local healthcare transportation to those in need. Doctor's visits, pharmacy runs, we'll get you there. At Town Taxi, we treat you like people, not packages. Call 608-647-3114 today, because getting stuck in transit is no fun.
In entertainment news, a sad note today. Wink Martindale, the genial host of such hit game shows as Gambit and Tic-Tac-Toe, has died. He was 91. He began his career in radio and was the one who did lots of early promotion of a young Elvis Presley. Before scoring hits as a game show host, Gambit started in 1976. I don't remember that one as well, but a few short years later, it was overtaken by Wheel of Fortune and other shows. He bounced back in 1978 with Tic-Tac-Doe, which aired until March of 1985. Wink Martindale even had some hit records as well back in the day. Well, that's an entertainment news note today. We're headed toward 58 degrees, about 20 degrees warmer than right now. And the wind that we talked about with the wind songs are right now right around 3 miles per hour. Talked to somebody yesterday. This is the same thing. You know, we've had cold, we've had wet, but I don't know if I remember a more windy spring. And we probably have had them. But and it's probably wishful thinking when you're out there and the sun is shining and your phone says 55 degrees and it feels like 39. That's part of it as well. But today, pretty much what you feel is what you get. Not that 38's a heat wave, but certainly it's not blowing your hat off today.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
20 minutes before 9 o'clock, our trivia question of the day is sponsored on this Wednesday by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hi, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Our Spring Fling sale is April 21st through the 26th. Grills on sale all week. Power tools, clothing, chainsaw, chain sharpening, $5 each, limit of 10. Huge one-day mower sale, April 24th only. Milwaukee, DeWalt, and Benjamin Moore representatives will be here April 23rd. And our Vietnam Vets Chapter 7 brat sale, the 23rd and the 26th. Stop in that week for these and many other great deals. Hope to see all of you there, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Your trivia question of the day, we go back in time to the Brewer glory year back in 1982. Coach would have put me in, we'd have won state. Nonetheless, 1982, and this was inspired, not that I need any inspiration to go back there, but I just had a chance to see the Just a Bit Outside movie that was produced last fall and available now free on the Roku channel. But pretty amazing. Watch that. And inspired this trivia question to give you today. Milwaukee versus the California Angels. When Cecil Cooper hit his dramatic seventh inning single to give the Brewers a lead in the fifth inning. That's a classic shot of Cecil with his hands going down like, go down ball, go down ball. That's a great moment in Brewer history. But anyway, final game of the American League Championship Series. The question is, when Cecil had his dramatic hit to drive in two, which Brewers scored? Was it A, Molitor and Yount? B, Gantner and Moore? C, Money and Howell? Or D, Ogilvy and Thomas? 608-647-4155. Good luck to you.
Heaven right here on these streets and these docks, but the sun keeps setting, the days go fast, and the sand on the beach is like an hourglass, and I can just feel it all slipping away, and babe, I can already say that as long as I live, whatever I do, as great as it is.
I ain't gonna beat, no way I'm gonna beat this summer with you.
Brad Paisley and WRCO and Beat This Summer, 8:45 the time. We have our winner, Mr. Dave Amion. He has broadened his horizons now, expanding it to sports. Good job. Milwaukee versus the Angels. When Cecil Cooper hit his dramatic seventh-inning single to give the Brewers a lead in the fifth inning and final game of the American League Championship Series, the Brewers had scored on the hit, Jimmy Gantner and Charlie Moore. There you go. Actually, it was Moore than Gantner. And on the documentary that I mentioned, the Just a Bit Outside documentary, they interviewed both guys now, and it was funny because Charlie Moore and Gantner were the ones that scored, as mentioned, and Gantner ran, they said it was as fast as they ever saw him run to score, and he slid in head first, and Moore, like, jumps on top of him and grabs him around the neck. And Gantner was like, Charlie, we still got two more innings to play, you know. But the celebration had started there. So we go back for a little Brewer history courtesy of Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Here's how it sounded all those years ago on the Brewers Radio Network with Dwayne Mosley behind the mic.
California led 3-1 after 3.5. Ben Ogilvie homered in the fourth inning to make it 3-2. It has stayed that way since the fourth inning. The bases are loaded. The pitch to Cooper. Base hit, left field, a liner. One run home. Downing throw coming on. Gantner's live. He's safe. The Brewers lead 4-3. Cooper delivers. Wow, what a big two-out hit by Cecil. 4-3 Milwaukee.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, those were the days right there. But, yeah, if you get a chance, it's free on the Roku channel, Just a Bit Outside. And I guarantee you, if you're a Brewer fan, or even if you're not a strong Brewer fan, you may want to have a Kleenex box, because there are some moments. And, of course, not knowing at the time when they made it that Bob Uecker was going to pass away. But Bob is featured quite a bit in the interview segments. But a lot of the guys that played back then are featured in the interview. And I don't want to give much away, but the very last scene, Charlie Moore is the last one to speak. And he just looks into the camera and he goes, I wish it was 82 again. You and I both, Charlie. That's it for trivia today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sometimes you've got to take the heat. If you're gonna walk down on the main street, take the heat. And you see it through. Cause sometimes it comes down to do what you gotta do. Sometimes it goes right down to the wire. And you might have to walk through the fire. Walk on, boy. All the way there. Sometimes it just comes down to do what you gotta do. Gotta do. Call you a hero or a traitor, but you'll find out.
what you gotta do.
You wanna see walking in your own reality. Are you awake or are you living in a dream? Making movies in the back of your mind, frame by frame and line by line. Try to change and rearrange it all the time, but it is the same, and you don't know why. If you're looking for love, you're gonna find it. Looking for fame, you're gonna find it. You're gonna find it, you're gonna finally find what you're looking for. Looking for fear, you're gonna find it. Looking for trouble, gonna find it. Looking for love, you're gonna find it. You're gonna finally find what you're looking for. Two men could be walking in the same shoes, and at the same time they hear the same news. One's laughing and the other one's crying. One's living and the other one's dying. Tell me now, which one are you gonna choose? Cause in the end it's up to you. And the fact is there's only one truth, and the difference is every point of view. If you're looking for love, you're gonna find it. Looking for faith, you're gonna find it. Looking for, you're gonna find it, you're gonna finally find what you're looking for. Looking for fear, you're gonna find it. Looking for trouble, you're gonna find it. Looking for love, you're gonna find it. You're gonna finally find what you're looking for. Yeah, yeah. And when you finally find it, there'll be no denying that you were holding it the whole time. And tomorrow's too late, you just can't wait. Change your mind. What you're looking for.
Coming up, Trails Time and News Time and Morning Show. We'll welcome some friends into the studio once again here on WRCO.
Yeah.
Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw on WRCO Radio. 38 degrees in Richland Center. Go get 'em, rock star. Try a little kindness today.
If you see your brother standing by the road with a heavy load from the seeds he sowed, and if you see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say, going the wrong way.
I hope all your trails are happy. On WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, our news update from ABC is next, followed by today's morning show. Thanks for joining us. Our update at 9 is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Justice Department has filed a lawsuit against the state of Maine, challenging Maine's policy regarding transgender athletes competing in girls' and women's